Well, nuclear power should be a great contributor to decreasing the global effects of burning hydrocarbons, because once these plants are functioning, they are essentially a zero-release plant. They do provide vast amounts of electricity with no pollutants or carbon dioxide releases.
And that's one key that, some critics have said, is that once the plants are producing, it does take a lot of energy to mine uranium or some other fuel for nuclear power plants, and also to construct these huge nuclear plants. What's your response to that?
Well, I do believe that just like every kind of mining, whether it's oil, gas, or you know, copper or whatever it is, those requires a certain amount of energy. However, the advantage of uranium is that uranium has 60 million times the energy content that oil has per unit weight. So fundamentally, it is a much more energy-intensive source, so you can have to mine only a little bit to get a lot out of it. That's one of the key advantages of nuclear, is that it is a very compact technology. It actually, you can have enough fuel in a regularly sized tank to run your reactor for 10 years. You don't need to bring additional fuel. It provides for stability of price in the fuel. It provides for a strategic advantage that you are no longer subjected to the disruptions of the marketplace. But yes, it does take energy to produce the uranium, just like it takes energy to produce any of the other sources. Eventually, once these plants are constructed, and they are expensive and difficult to construct, you then have a major energy producer, or better, a major electrical energy producer that is essentially, you know, zero release, no pollutants, no carbon dioxide, and with a very low fuel cost. Nuclear power plants have the lowest production cost of all nuclear power, of all electrical plants in the country outside of hydro.
We're speaking with Dr. Niels Diaz, the former chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And Dr. Diaz, you didn't mention solar or winds. They also, just like nuclear, would have low fuel costs afterwards.
Well, that is correct. Both wind and solar will have low fuel costs. They are called alternative energy sources because their duty cycle, the amount of time they're on, it is not something you can control. It depends on when there is wind and when there is solar. There are regions in the country that have a very good amount of wind, and those should be developed, and many of them are. Florida is not really a wind state, nor is it a solar state because of the cloud covers, but there will be progress made into the solar arena, whether it's thermal or photovoltaics, and those should be coming along. The problem always have been their costs have been so much higher than everything else that the consumer has been hesitant in putting their money into it, and so has the power companies. Now, with the subsidies and the need for it, I would expect to see a significant additional development of both wind and eventually solar. Wind first, because that's already a proven technology. We need them all, and they have the space. But we also need plants that can run 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year, without having to know whether there's going to be enough sun or enough wind. And those are called base-loaded plants, and that's where nuclear has a particular niche. That's where they fit. We need to have a significant amount of electrical infrastructure running from base-loaded plants that are totally independent of whether they run, whether there's a hurricane or not. They're designed to be resistant to earthquakes and tornadoes and those are the kind of things that anchor the grid, and that's what nuclear power does.
And what can you say about the policies of Senator John McCain compared with Senator Barack Obama when it comes to nuclear?
Well, I believe that Senator John McCain understands better the importance of nuclear power, and I support his policies in developing about 50 nuclear power plants for the year 2030, which is what we can do, and then really trying to add to the nuclear portfolio to start using electricity for the transport section of the country rather than just being, you know, a supplier of electricity to houses and industry. So I think he has the right program, and I also believe that Senator McCain has the expertise and the proven maturity to make the policies and then execute them.